Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I come to you in the amazing quality of mono. Yes, this is not in stereo like our past episodes. I am going solo this week, and this is Coming to Movies Week 9. I'm sorry, I'm a bit under the weather today. Allergies, throat hurting, you know, the deal. So, a lot of stuff has happened during the past 2 weeks. I didn't do an episode last week, my apologies. But let's dive right in with, let's start with Randy Macho Man Savage. Died on Friday, May 20th, which at the time of the recording was yesterday. So he had a heart attack while driving in Florida, I believe, and he crashed. And just a little bit of silence for him. Okay, now the news in no particular order is that Tree of Life, Brad Pitt's new movie, is one of the best films at Cannes, as well as one of the worst. It's getting mixed reviews, but not for the movie itself, but for Pitt's acting in it. Well, it does come out, I think, in 2-3 weeks, I believe. But if it's limited, I will not be able to see it and review it. So, I'm sorry about that. But I would like to view it for myself to see what the hype is about, because I'm hearing it's a really good film. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Angelina Jolie's film that she directed, the Bosnian War film, was actually picked up by a film district, and the official name of it now is In the Land of Blood and Honey. It was picked up at Cannes in France, I think last week. And just did a couple news. Also, in I believe the summer of 2013, Seth MacFarlane, who was the creator of American Dad, The Cleveland Show, and the infamous Family Guy, is going to be taking over the Flintstones project for Fox, because Fox is renewing it. Now, I can't say I'm a bit excited for this piece of news, because Seth MacFarlane did have a pretty good show. Family Guy was actually a pretty good show when it first premiered, before it got canceled, and then after it got canceled, it was getting a bit better the second time it got canceled. But now, to me, I know most people don't feel this way, but I don't enjoy Family Guy that much, because the success of Family Guy has gotten to Seth MacFarlane, and he's trying to push the envelope even further on the show, but it's done in such poor taste, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth, even compared to the first couple seasons. It's just not there. Even though Seth MacFarlane did write for Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory, two shows that I loved when I was growing up, though I don't feel that he's right for the job. I'm not too sure who's right for the job, but Seth MacFarlane to me is not a great choice. A bit of TV shows that were canceled in the past 2 weeks. Some of it were The Defenders on CBS, Mad Love, Bleep My Dad Says with William Shatner. Those got canceled. Though the season finale, or the series finale of Mad Love, was actually quite interesting, though I would like to see it go on. I haven't seen The Defenders. Bleep My Dad Says wasn't that great of a show, but I don't know. It was a filler. I guess that's why they canceled it. A few other shows that were canceled were V, No Ordinary Family, L.A., Law and Order, Los Angeles. Oh my god, I forgot the other shows. But Wonder Woman, which was being produced by NBC, that got canceled before the first episode. So the costumes were not great. They looked horrible. Though I would be curious, if they did come out with it, I would watch the pilot episode, though, because I'm curious. I would like to see what direction they were putting that in. For anyone who heard my Thor review, knows that I didn't like it so much. So apparently a lot of people did, and Chris Hemsworth, who does play Thor, I was gonna call him Hor, who does play Thor, is the huntsman in Universal's Snow White and the Huntsman, which is one of the two Snow White films being released next year. They're shooting, I believe one is shooting now and the other one is shooting in the next few months. But the Universal Snow White and the Huntsman is the lighter version of the two Snow White films. The other one is the Brothers Grimm Snow White. I have no idea who's under that one. The one Chris Hemsworth is in, is Snow White and the Huntsman, and that's with Kristen Stewart. And the Brothers Grimm one, which is the darker version, it's Lily Collins, who is Phil Collins' daughter. She was recently in Priest, and before that she was in The Blind Side. And she's taken on that role of Snow White. They are being released, I believe, a week from each other, or a month from each other. And seeing the direction that each one is going to take is pretty cool, I guess, to in my viewing of it. But the casting directions for both of them are somewhat okay. The Brothers Grimm Snow White is being released by, I don't know who, I'm looking it up here now. And that's starring Julia Roberts is in that one. Armie Hammer from Social Network. He played the Winklevoss twins, and Nathan Lane, which is a pretty good cast for this film. Oh, and it's Relativity Media who's releasing the other one. So I would like to see how they depict the Grimm's version. I just know. I think Snow White is raped by the midgets. I'm sorry, by the dwarfs. So I wonder how that's gonna be in there. I don't know. If I'm incorrect, you can let me know. You can send me a message. The Tintin posters were released this week, as well as two trailers. It's just Tintin and his dog. I'm not too sure about the Tintin series, but I know it's been in development. This movie's been in development for over 20 years by Steven Spielberg. He's been wanting to do it for a while. So now they're doing it in like a CGI motion capture, the way Beowulf was done, and the Polar Express, and Christmas Carol. It's being done like that with Peter Jackson, which I'm excited. Peter Jackson is producing, Steven Spielberg is directing, and the writer, one of the writers is Edgar Wright, who wrote and directed, I'm sorry, Shaun of the Dead, Scott Pilgrim, Hot Fuzz. He that movie, those movies, his movies are really good. They're well written, they're well directed. So him writing Tintin does bring up some points for me on that. Though overall, the first two trailers that they released, not really excited for them per se. Though the names behind the movie are pretty exciting for me. The other posters that were released were the Muppets poster, which is just Fozzie Bear, Kermit, Miss Piggy, and Gonzo. Just a teaser where they're just walking. It's pretty generic. I don't know what else to say. Tim Burton, who directed the Alice in Wonderland for Disney, I believe last year, well, he was rumored to be directing Maleficent, I believe that's how it's pronounced, for Disney, and Maleficent is the dragon woman in Sleeping Beauty. But he dropped out, and the Disney has David Yates on the top of their directors list, and David Yates is actually directed the last three Harry Potter films, so it could be dark. I would like to see this movie really not too dark, but dark enough to be scary. It's being written by the woman who wrote Alice in Wonderland. I'm not too sure what her name is. Let me just look it up for you. Rumor has it that what's her face? What do you call her face? Her Angelina Jolie might be playing Maleficent. Linda Wolverton. Wolverton is writing for Disney the Maleficent movie. I believe it takes place before Sleeping Beauty or after. But David Yates would be a perfect choice for this. And weird news, Rob Lowe has directed a horror film that will be releasing October 13th or around in that area. And it will be releasing on, I think, YouTube or Facebook. It's like a 15-minute long movie. It's a horror movie. But it was produced by Butterfingers. So it's a Butterfingers horror movie, which is corny? Yeah, we'll stick with that. It's corny. I don't know. I like to see the finished product. Can't really say something is corny if I haven't seen the finished product. And other weird news, Taxi Driver is being remade. Taxi Driver came out in 74. Well, it was Robert De Niro. It was one of Robert De Niro's best performances in film. One of the best. That's also including Godfather Part II. Duh. That's a no-brainer. But Scorsese, the director of the original, is to be remaking Taxi Driver himself with Robert De Niro as the main character. Again, so it's basically a retelling of the story if the character was older and more wrinklier. It's a very weird choice, but I think I like it more that way, because he's handling his own product. It has been done before in the past, not with the same actor, but the same director remaking his own movie. Hitchcock did it to his films, because he was very, I read that he's very self-conscious about his British films, and when he carried over into America, he remade them. I guess I'm pretty excited for that. Another film that sounds exciting is ABCs of Death, which is 26 directors getting together to direct different shorts based on the letters of the alphabet, but they're horror films. So that sounds pretty cool. Also, Teen Wolf is being remade. The premiere is on June 5th on MTV. Sad face. Sad face. Sad face. Okay, so we get down to the pretty awesome news. Napoleon Dynamite. Everyone knows the movie with John Heder, played the titular character. I didn't like it at first. Second viewing, I loved it. Cult classic. Being turned into a cartoon next year or the year later, or 2013. It's going to be on Fox. It has that Recess. I don't know if you guys remember Recess on ABC on Saturday morning. Or it was on UPN, I think it was. It has that look to it, and it looks okay. I'm not going to say it looks great. It looks okay. The great thing about it is that everyone from the original movie, the original cast, is actually voicing the characters. So I think that's pretty cool. There were three clips, I believe, for Super 8. I think it was two clips. Two clips to Super 8, and they were relatively short. The first clip was of the kids are near a train track and they're talking, trying to shoot a movie, and then the second clip is the continuation of that first clip where One of the kids sees a car driving onto the train tracks, like in the first trailer that came out last year. And he warns everybody, the camera falls, and that's the end of the clip. But I guess I'm hyped up for this movie. I am excited. So I'm looking forward to seeing that movie. Check back on comingtomovies.webs.com for my review of it when that movie comes out. Jennifer Lawrence was cast in Hunger Games about 3 or 4 weeks back. And the first picture was released a few days ago. And I didn't know what Hunger Games were. Hunger Games is a young adult's novel, a series of novels. I think it's 3 books. And it's set in a post-apocalyptic world. The books takes place on Panem, where North America once stood, and a central government capital holds power. I guess they hold, like, death matches, I believe. And they pick Katniss Everdeen, which is played by Jennifer Lawrence, and that's what my knowledge is. But she has, like, looks like a bow, an arrow. It's supposed to be taking place in the future. And her clothes look as if she's from the future, but also has that Native American feel to it. I guess because in the background of that picture is, like, a vein, grass and stuff like that, and she's holding a bow and arrow, so I get that feeling. But I will have more information on it as it comes up, so just wait, just sit and wait, and I'll bring up the information. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is in the news, not because he is remaking or doing a sequel to Terminator, he's in the news because he has the Tiger Woods syndrome. He has so many baby mamas. I think he has like 7 kids. And his projects, all his projects, including the Governator, that stupid looking cartoon, he's putting all that on hold to focus on his baby mama's dramas. So, if you were looking forward to that, you can not now. Todd Phillips, the director of Hangover 1, 2, Due Date, Road Trip. I'm sorry, my throat is killing me. I'm sick right now, as I told you guys in the beginning. Todd Phillips stated that Hangover 3 is a huge possibility due to the fact that he viewed The Hangover as a series of 3, as a trilogy. And he didn't say too much about it, but he did say that they will not follow the same exact template as Hangover 1 and 2, which is they're celebrating a wedding, they pass out, they do crazy things, and then they have to try to make it back into the wedding on time. So it's not going to have that same exact plot, same template. It will follow a new template, he said. But doing that, is that really the Hangover? Is that really a Hangover? Is just that, or is that just another raunchy comedy? Don't know. See how that goes. Scream 5. Everyone knows that I love Scream 4. I love the Scream series anyway. So Harvey Weinstein says that the film has made $90 million so far. And he has a few countries to go to release the film. And he says that he can make upwards up to $130 million. And he says even if he does make only $100 million, he will put Scream 5 into production. Now, Scream 4, to me was a really good movie. It was worthy enough to be in the series. But what made it suffer in the box office, the U.S. box office, was that it was leaked onto YouTube a day or two before it was released. Then it was duplicated. So even though the first one, the first couple of videos came down, there were still duplicates running around. Yeah, that. The marketing was not very good. Though I saw it everywhere, the marketing itself did not want me to go. If I wasn't a fan of the Scream series, I wouldn't watch it because of the advertisements. They marketed it as a sequel. And though it was a sequel, and it's right, it was also a remake for a new generation. If they would have marketed it as a new film for young kids, for a new generation, because now the new generation, like in the beginning of Scream 4 said, they're all supernatural or they're all monster movies. But if they try to, they have to make that 90s movie slasher film with a 2010 mentality. And it did it well, but the marketing, so it wasn't well thought out. And last pieces of news, movies out this week on DVD were The Mechanic, The Right, The Other Woman, The Roommate, The Illusionist, The Hit List. Man, that was a lot of movies with a lot of the movies. And then movies out yesterday in theaters were Pirates of the Caribbean, At Stranger Tides or On Stranger Tides, and Midnight in Paris. And I'm sorry, there will not be a Pirates of the Caribbean movie review, because I am not a fan of Pirates of the Caribbean. I will wait for DVD, but you guys will get, even though it will be late, a Hangover 2 review, along with a Kung Fu Panda 2 review. I will be reviewing those movies next week. They will be written reviews on my website. So, that is actually the end of the news segments. I do have, that's me cracking my knuckles, I'm sorry. I do have a discussion, and you can actually go to my website. It'll be in the description on Podomatic and iTunes. commonarmovies.webs.com, and you can leave it in the discussion page. Is remakes, discussion about remakes. I'm gonna ask you, should they be done? Should remakes be done? What is the purpose of a remake? What film should be remade, if any at all? Is it appropriate for directors to redo their original material? Should first-time directors have the opportunity to take on such a risk? What films should be untouchable in terms of a remake or a reboot? When is it appropriate to remake or reboot a film or franchise? Does the quality of the remake depend on who stars and directs, or the studio and the producer? Can the same be said for sequels? Should a film have the displeasure or pleasure of being remade or rebooted? And who should star and direct? If, you know what movie do you think should be remade and who should star and direct in it? Me personally, my feelings are, remakes should be done, but they should be done carefully, I should say. There are films out there like Gone Baby Gone and Pulp Fiction, The Departed. Those films, The Departed was a remake, actually. It was a remake of an international film. The Departed is an example of a good remake. A remake that should be done. Most remakes are films of international films that the U.S. makes, so that we can get a sense of what they do, but without having the it won't be weird for us to transition into a film, into like a Swedish film or German film or French film. If that's remade, we have that U.S. because you Americans. Some Americans, most Americans, not me, most Americans will not watch a foreign language film because, one, you have to sit there and read, two, you won't understand anything because they're made differently. International films are made differently, so that's a couple of reasons why movies are remade. Now, the type of films, because now people are remaking American films, American movies, being remade by American studios. So, the type of films that American studios should remake are bad films. They should remake, I don't know, Soul Men. They should remake, but carefully. Not, oh, I'm going to take this bad film and remake it. They should do, take a film that wasn't well written, like, I'm trying to look at movies here. Eagle Eye. Try to take a film that wasn't well made. Try to fix it. trying to find out what's wrong with it. What was wrong with it? Script in the what was find out? Find out what's wrong in the script. Whoever directed it, which is DJ Caruso, was he the perfect choice? Was Shia LaBeouf, Michelle Monaghan the perfect choice as the actors? Go through them like that. Bad films should be remade. Bad films should be remade into good films. What was this film? A Nightmare on Elm Street, which was remade. It was horrible. I sat there until the first couple minutes, and I was mortified. Not because of Freddy Krueger, because this guy was not a great director. This guy was a first-time director. He did direct shorts and documentaries. And this guy, his name is Samuel Bayer, directed A Nightmare on Elm Street. He was a first-time director. And it showed, it really did show, and it was the material. You can't remake a masterpiece in the eyes of most people. A Nightmare on Elm Street and Freddy Krueger is a masterpiece in itself. That should be untouchable. First-time directors should not have the opportunity to take on such a task. Though if they can prove it with a resume of short films, then that, you know, that answer is up in the air. Because I'm a first time. If I have a job to direct a remake and it's a pretty hefty task, I would take on that opportunity. But I'm sorry. Looking at it from the outside in, I wouldn't have myself direct if I was a first-time director, just because I don't have that type of experience. To remake a film when, let's say a random film from the 50s or from the 60s, it doesn't hold up today as well as it did back then. That could be remade. That could be remade then. You know, we'll go to Eagle Eye. Say Eagle Eye is perfect now, but let's say in 50 years it's not. It doesn't hold that same type of oomph that it had in 2008. So you could remake it then to make it more, to make it relevant at a later date. Like try to pick a movie. Man, I have no old movies over here. Okay, Psycho's relevant today. You can use Psycho relevant. But there are some things that people get irked, like, oh, look, that guy doesn't have a cell phone. Like, people would, okay, look, this is, I'm retarded for doing this. And I'm sorry for using the word retarded if I offended you. But if the movie isn't relevant and doesn't hold its own in the present now, then it should be remade. But if it's a classic, if it's a classic, it shouldn't be touched. If it's irrelevant in today's standards, then you know what? Go ahead and remake it, but remake it carefully. And the quality of the remake does depend on who stars and who directs. I wouldn't want a remake of No Country for Old Men Die by Uwe Boll, even though No Country for Old Men was a good movie. I wouldn't want to see a remake with Camilla Bell or Lindsay Lohan as the main actor and completely mess up the film in itself by that. I would like someone who is experienced, who is a very good actor, who is a very good director, and someone who knows how to write a film, not someone who just came out of somewhere and said, I want to write this film, I want to write that film. And the same could be said for sequels. Look at the Dark Knight series. Batman Begins was a good movie in itself. It was improved by Christopher Nolan, Jonathan Nolan, and David Goyer, who tried to, and they did deliver on a better script, better movie. It was bigger, it was better. So the same could be said for sequels as the same for remakes. Have that same kind of mentality, like, even though it's not original material, try to make it an original movie. Try to, you know what I mean? Make it your own. Make it your baby. Care for that baby. And the film that should be remade, I don't really have one on my head right now. Don't really know what film should be remade. Good question. I asked myself this question, and I still don't know the answer to it. Though, probably, if I had to think about it, I will put it on the discussion page on the website, so you can look forward to that. Anyway, my name is Silva. You can email me at comingtomovies@gmail.com. You can visit our website at comingtomovies.webs.com, where you can post your feelings on this week's discussion. You can even drop us a line in the guest book. Tell us about what you feel like, or what you feel about, or how should we improve on the podcast. You can even you'd see the reviews that I put up. I only have two reviews up online right now. One is Priest, and the other one is Bridesmaids. They're both written, so you can just read them, get a sense of if I like them or not. I do rate them too as well. Yeah, that was it. My name is Silva. You can follow me on Twitter at TheLongJohnSilva. And that's it, I guess. So, thank you for tuning in. Please, please, please tell your friends about my podcast. It really does help my podcast a lot. We're on iTunes, Podomatic, and I'm also putting this up on my website. Thank you very much. Come to Movies. As come in your ear.